What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, Is Andrew Tate a 33-degree Mason? And when will he claim to be the Muslim Mahdi? So, as you guys know, Andrew Tate was arrested yesterday for sex trafficking, and he was let out earlier today, Romanian time. And a lot of people have been asking me about Andrew Tate. Amar, what's your take about Andrew Tate? I'm keeping my mouth shut because I'm gathering more information before I open my big mouth. I uploaded a video, it wasn't my video, a couple of days ago about somebody claiming that Andrew Tate is part of the whole Illuminati thing, even though at parts of the video the guy was a little bit too out there. By my standards, he was actually making a few good points. Now, Andrew Tate, he made a tweet before he got arrested to Greta Thunberg, where he told her, you guys can see the tweet right here, man. So I have 33 cars. All right, guys. The number 33 keeps on popping up, okay? 33 degree Masons. Now, I'm sure you guys heard of the Masons. They're like a secretive group out there. Actually, they're really not that secretive. You can join the Freemasons. In fact, last Ramadan, we had a member of the Freemasons show up at our mosque. Nobody went, at least not that I'm aware of, nobody took him up on his offer. But the thing you guys need to understand about the Masons is that, you know, when you're like a first degree Mason, you know, you're just a regular average Joe, and then you work up your way to being a 33 degree Mason. Obviously, Andrew Tate being a 33-degree Mason, that means he's on top of the world. So, the next question that has to be brought up, and I've been secretly talking to a couple of Muslim guys. I know I have not publicly announced it, but I'm going to announce it now. Do not be shocked or surprised if Andrew Tate declares himself the Muslim Mahdi. Before we get into the Muslim Mahdi, you guys out there gotta understand, man, I've been saying this for years. Mossad doesn't shine a light on you unless you're one of two things: useful idiots like Black Lives Matter, or you are controlled opposition, okay? Now, Andrew Tate talks about the Matrix, okay? The Matrix is Mossad, period, full stop, mic drop. Mossad in Hebrew means the Institute, okay? So Mossad, they run everything. Get that in your head. There is no such thing as the Matrix. The Matrix is simply Mossad. You guys notice how Andrew Tate doesn't bring up Mossad or Zionist. He brings up Matrix. You know, everybody's like, oh, the Matrix. But who is the Matrix? I'm telling you guys right now, the Matrix is Mossad. Mossad in Hebrew means the Institute, okay? Mossad is not about going after, you know, bad Nazis or bad Ahmeds, okay? Mossad encompasses pretty much everything, okay? And the Matrix is run by Zionists. What are Zionists? Zionists are Satan worshippers who believe that Satan is going to come into this world in 2030 and he's going to land on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, okay? So Zionists, they're Satan worshippers. They run Mossad, the Institute, which is the Matrix. Now, if you guys want to know how it feel how the Jews really silence you. If you are an enemy, like Andrew Tate is the enemy of the Matrix, right? See, this is how the Jews really do silence you. Let me show you something, okay? You guys see this over here? See this? I can't advertise MGTOW TV on Google. Look down here. It says, malicious software disapproved. Guys, you cannot advertise MGTOW on Google, YouTube, period. For those of you guys out there who want to see this with your own eyes, go out and try to advertise MGTOW on the Google network. Whether it's Google, whether it's YouTube, go out there and try to advertise MGTOW. They're not gonna let you advertise MGTOW. Why? MGTOW is not run by Mossad. So we're not stupid idiots like Black Lives Matter. So if they can't control us, if we're not low IQ tards to be taken advantage of, then we are a threat to Mossad. This is why MGTOW is getting pretty much wiped off of the internet. Let me show you something, guys. Let me show you something, okay? I'm gonna type in MGTOW into Google, right? Wikipedia, Guardian, Vice, right? Look at that. Look at that. It's all pretty much, see, males getting triggered over women. Look, it's all controlled opposition. Look at that. Now, MGTOW in the dictionary. Let's see what the MGTOW in the dictionary says. Men going, okay, at least they have a good definition. Oh. Well, at least a dictionary isn't making us look bad. Let's see if they're going to make us look bad. You claim the MGTOW lifestyle. Yeah, they're making us look bad. Yeah. Look at that, guys. Look at that, okay? All these results are all from controlled opposition groups, and they all talk shit about us. Look at that. Look at that. Look, look, look. Well, you know what? Believe it or not, guys, Nomad Capitalist is actually pro-MGTOW. Look at that, Do you guys, MGTOW.com went defunct. Surprise, surprise, right? Do you guys see MGTOW.TV anywhere here? MGTOW TV is the de facto number one premier platform for MGTOW. Do you guys see MGTOW.TV over here? Huh? You guys see MGTOW TV? Listen, guys, I went through, listen, this is probably I'm four or five pages in. There is no MGTOW TV, even though A, we have MGTOW in our name, and B, we are the number one MGTOW platform in the whole world. I mean, look at that. There go Discover, Hub Pages, SoundCloud, Salvatore, MGTOW. I mean, look at that, guys. This here is proof that when you're not a stupid idiot or you are not controlled opposition, the Jews will pretty much eliminate your existence off the internet, okay? Now, special thanks to the guy on MGTOW.TV who uploaded a video today after Andrew Tate came out of after he got released from the police. The first thing Andrew Tate did is that he went on Fox News, surprise, surprise, with Tucker Carlson, and there was a banner under there saying Andrew Tate, the most censored man in the world. Guys, at this point, Mossad is just laughing at your face. They're scamming you in the open. Guys, when Andrew Tate got arrested yesterday, okay, my news feed, Andrew Tate. Every now and then I go to yahoo.com just to see what's out there in the world, Andrew Tate. You go on YouTube, it's all Andrew Tate, it's all Andrew Tate, it's all Andrew Tate. Guys, if it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, and it waddles like a duck, you know what? It just might well be a duck. At this point, guys, I'm gonna have to say Andrew Tate is part of Mossad. He is a Mossad operative, okay? His father is a CIA operative, okay? You know, the Orlando shooter, Omar Mateen, who I personally know, he's the one who he's the one who, like, killed all these gay people at the Orlando nightclub a couple of years ago. His father, Sadiq Mateen, is a FBI informant, okay? I mean, guys, at this point, man, you got the son of a CIA operative talking about the Matrix. You got the son of a FBI informant, you know, murdering people because Allah told him so. You got fucking Bin Laden, who is part of the Bin Laden family, which is fucking best friends with the Bush administration. He commits 9/11. At this point, guys, I mean, at this point, if you still believe what the Zionist-controlled media is putting in front of you, at this point, you know, this is your fault, guys, okay? At this point, guys, look, you guys need to understand something. God in the Quran says, Kaidat is shaitan da'if, okay? Satan's game plan is weak, okay? And there's a reason behind it. When Satan puts his game plan pretty much in your face, right there in front of you, and you still fall for it, then there's a problem with you at this point. I mean, when you look at Andrew Tate, man, he always has that Illuminati symbol with his hands. Guys, I don't know what to tell you at this point anymore, other than if you still believe that Andrew Tate is authentic, original. I mean, think about it, man. Andrew Tate exploded in popularity after Kevin Samuels died. Okay, Pearly Things, another scammer that I'm gonna make a video about, she exploded in popularity after Kevin Samuels. And Kevin Samuels died under very mysterious situation. He died of a heart attack. And he died of a heart attack with a freaking groupie nurse, okay? Guys, the Zionist-controlled media, they said that Kevin Samuels died because he drank one too many Red Bulls that day. Let me tell you something. As a former cab driver in LA, I live off of Red Bulls. I remember this one day, guys, I worked 33 hours straight. It was my day at LAX. Now, super duper quick, this video is not about driving taxi, but you just can't go to LAX to pick up people when you feel like it. It has to be your LAX day based on the sticker your cab is assigned. Now, it was my LAX day, and then the next day, it was so freaking busy that LAX was like pink, pink, pink. For those of you guys who don't know, in cabbie terms, when it comes to LAX, pink means all cabs come to LAX, we need you, okay? So I worked 33 hours straight at LAX, and I remember, man, I was doing, you know, four or five Red Bulls in a 33-hour period. So this whole notion that Kevin Samuels died because of, you know, drinking one too many Red Bulls is bull fucking shit, guys, okay? Kevin Samuels died again under very mysterious circumstances. He had a nurse with him, guys. Do you guys know if you put Vaseline eye drops in somebody's drinks, it's A, undetectable, and B, it will kill them, because Vaseline eye drops cause your blood arteries to get small, giving you a heart attack, surprise, surprise, okay? Before I close out this video, this is very important for you Muslim guys out there. Andrew Tate, in all likelihood, probably will claim to be the Muslim Mahdi and the Zionist minions of Dubai are going to back him on that he really is the Muslim Mahdi, okay? Now, before we get into the Muslim Mahdi, you know, how did they know that Andrew Tate was in Romania, right? You know, Andrew Tate officially lives in Dubai. Now, he travels all over the world. How did they know that Andrew Tate was in Romania? Because according to Andrew Tate, what happened is that he got swatted. That's it. That's all there was. Somebody swatted him. How did they know that Andrew Tate was in Romania in order to swat him? Well, according to the Zionist-controlled media, you know, when Insta, there was a picture of Andrew Tate on Instagram, whether it was Andrew Tate or his brother, they were carrying a pizza box, and the pizza box had a logo of a well-known Bucharest pizza joint. That's how, you know, the Andrew Tate haters knew he was in Romania, and they called the police or they called the U.S. embassy saying that Andrew Tate is like holding an American citizen against their will. Okay, come on guys, you really believe this Zionist two-bit story of they knew Andrew Tate was in Romania because of an Instagram photo of him holding a pizza box with a logo of a well-known Bucharest pizza joint? Come on, man. At this point, it's so freaking obvious, guys. You have to be blind, you know. One last thing, okay, before we get into the whole Muslim Mahdi thing. According to the Prophet Muhammad, when the Antichrist comes into this world, okay, the Antichrist is a system. It's called the beast system, okay? Dabbat al-Ard, beast of the earth. So you guys out there need to understand, right now, we're going through the beast system. We're going through the Dajjal system, okay? This is the real matrix, okay? The real matrix is the Dajjal system. There will be a Dajjal in person, but it's not gonna happen anytime soon. Right now, we're going through that system, okay? Part of that system is fasad, corruption. The Prophet Muhammad said, a blind man will be able to read the word kafir on the forehead of the Antichrist, okay? Guys, this Dajjal system, this so-called matrix we are in, it's so fucking obvious that this is a beast system, that this is part of the Dajjal system, aka the matrix, that if you guys don't see how Andrew Tate is part of this system at this point, guys, you're a lost cause at this point, okay? Now, let's talk about the most important thing. Andrew Tate, who in all likelihood will soon declare himself to be the Muslim Mahdi, okay? Now, the Muslim Mahdi, for those of you guys out there who don't know, okay, Islam tells us when things are about to get really bad, there will emerge to be a Muslim leader, okay? The Mahdi, okay? Mahdi in Arabic means guided one. Let me say that one more time. Mahdi in Arabic means guided one. Doesn't mean the guy's name is Mahdi. Though I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Tate says my Muslim name is now Mahdi. The Mahdi is a Muslim leader who's going to guide us through these very, very hard times. Pretty much the Mahdi is going to be the runner-up to the Son of Mary, you know, before Jesus comes back, kind of like how John the Baptist was like priming people for the arrival of the Messiah, the Mahdi is going to prime us for the arrival of Jesus. Now, when is Jesus going to show up? Not anytime soon, guys, because it's going to get a hell of a lot worse before it gets better. In fact, I'll probably say 50, maybe 90% of the human population will die before the Son of Mary comes back. So things are going to get real serious real soon. So the Zionists, they need a fake Mahdi to misguide Muslims, okay? Now, the Mahdi is not some guy in a cave somewhere in Saudi Arabia waiting for the time to come out. The Mahdi is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Let me say that one more time. The Mahdi is a self-fulfilling prophecy, meaning eventually some Muslim who's going to be known by the Muslim community, it's not going to be some stranger backed by Mossad, some Muslim is going to emerge as the leader of the Muslims. He's not going to claim to be the Mahdi. Let me say that one more time. The real Mahdi is not going to claim to be the Mahdi. Why? Because deep down inside, the Muslim people will know that he is the Mahdi. You don't have to declare yourself the Mahdi when you really are the Mahdi. Okay, it's like Tom Brady saying, "I'm the GOAT." Dude, we all know you're the GOAT. Tom Brady is not going to come out here and say, "Yeah, guys, I'm the GOAT." Yeah, we all know that, bro. So, the thing you got to understand about the Mahdi being the guided one, okay, he's guided by God. Andrew Tate's entire existence is built on haram. Andrew Tate didn't make... Kickboxing didn't do Andrew Tate any good, okay? Even Andrew Tate himself said, "At best, I had a Beamer and I had a nice apartment. That's all kickboxing ever did for me." What got Andrew Tate rich was pimping out women before OnlyFans was a thing. Guys, I own GiveSendBro.com. I can turn GiveSendBro into GiveSendHo, and I can be driving a Bugatti tomorrow morning because our commission is 5% compared to 20% that OnlyFans takes from the whores. Now, why don't I do that? Because it's haram. You cannot pimp out woman. That's number one. Number two, how's Andrew Tate currently making his money? Alcohol and gambling. That's haram. Now, I know a lot of you Muslim sympathizers out there are going to say, "Oh, well, Omar, you know, when you become a Muslim, your past deeds are forgiven." Number one, the Prophet Muhammad was asked, "Who will make the best Muslims from the pagans?" The Prophet Muhammad replied, "The best of pagans will make the best of Muslims." Meaning that religion does not change who the fuck you are. That's number one. Number two, guys, okay? I don't know if you know it or not, but gambling and prostitution is illegal in Christianity, which Andrew Tate claims to be the best Christian in the world. So there you go.
Sorry about that, guys. I had a phone call coming in and it automatically ended the screen recording. So what I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that Mossad needs to have a false Mahdi. Okay, you guys need to understand, controlled opposition is the best type of tool Mossad can use to misguide people. Now, you guys need to understand, man, the Zionists spent almost two decades destroying Islam to the point where Muslim women hate Islam. This is why we have the hijabis out there, because deep down they hate Allah, they hate Muhammad, and most importantly, they hate good Muslim men. Now, here's what you guys need to understand. Islam has been beaten down so bad by the Zionists that now anybody out there who seems like they're raising Islam is automatically glorified. Okay, people have such a, in particular Muslims, Muslims have such a bad view of Islam, and they have such, and they're so insecure, they're very, very low self-esteem. So when they see somebody like Andrew Tate, who, let's be honest about one thing, guys, let's be honest, let's get one thing out here in the open, okay? What is Andrew Tate saying that, oh, I don't know, Red Pill Married, Line of MGTOW, TFM, Hammerhand, Sandman, Miggy 101, Realist Philosopher, Terrence Pop, Better Bachelor, what is Thinking Ape, Barbarossa, what is Andrew Tate saying that nobody in the manosphere, in MGTOW in particular, has not said, and they haven't said it 5+ years ago, okay? That's number one. Number two, let's keep it 100, man. If Andrew Tate didn't have a Bugatti, would you guys be following him like that? Ask yourself that question, man. So a lot of you guys out there, especially you Muslim guys out there following Andrew Tate, it's Hayat Dunya. It's the glitz and glamour of this world. This is why you guys out there are blindly following Andrew Tate. What you guys need to understand is that Islam is a very, very multi-dimensional religion, okay? Have you guys seen that episode of a Family Guy, not Family Guy, The Simpsons, when Ned, the good Christian guy who's always God first, you know, happy, you know, did oddly diddly or something like that, then he loses it when something bad happens to him. He ends up losing it, and he says, God, I even followed you when, you know, you contradicted yourself, you know? See, there's a fine line in Islam between God contradicting himself, okay? God does not contradict himself. It's a very, very fine line that you guys out there have to be aware of on multidimensionals. For example, God in the Quran says, you know, I don't know if it's in the Quran or the Hadith, but God is forgiven, right? God will forgive your sins if you become a Muslim, right? You know, there's always forgiveness, correct? But here, what if you signed a deal with Satan? Yes, signing a deal with Satan is real. I'll be making a video about that, right? Once you sign that deal with Satan, you become the property of Satan, okay? In Islam, to protect yourself from Satan, you say, "A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim," right? I seek refuge with God from Satan, who's most despised. What happens when you sign that contract with Satan? You now become Satan's property. You're no longer part of God. What does God in the Quran say? The Jews and the Christians who have taken each other as allies, if you are okay with them, you are no longer part of God's people anymore. So while God does have forgiveness for people, but those who knowingly go out there, sign that deal with Satan, those who go out there and they purposely mingle with the enemies of God, there is no redemption for you, okay? This is what a lot of you Muslim guys out there need to understand. Now, I know a lot of Muslim guys out there, they say, oh, well, Omar, you know, we shouldn't be suspicious of somebody. Okay, fine, I agree with you. Don't be suspicious of somebody. But use your brain, guys, you know. Like, for example, there's a lot of white women out there, for example. You know, they rode the cock carousel for 15, 20 years. You know, they've been in multiple relationships. You know, that pussy has like a billion miles on their odometer. And when they hit 27, 28, all of a sudden they found Allah, you know. It's like, where was Allah when fucking Chad and Tyrone were Eiffel Towering you, right? For those of you who don't know what Eiffel Towering is, it's when a girl gets on her knees, she sucks Chad's cock, you know, so Chad is here getting his cock sucked, over here is Tyrone fucking her in the ass, and then Chad and Tyrone, you know, high-five one another up high, you know, that's why it's called Eiffel Towering, right? So, do you guys think a woman like that, who all of a sudden, praise Jesus, Allahu Akbar, I found Allah. Do you guys really think she turned over? Come on, man. You know, these people out there who live a life of hayat ad-dunya, God doesn't like that, you know. I made a video about this. I'm going to say it again. There are three types of people God hates, okay? He hates those who talk, people who needlessly talk. In other words, people who gossip. God hates those who gossip, okay? God hates people who ask too many questions about religion. Like, for example, if God created us, who created God? And the third type of person that God hates is a person who shows off life, okay? Who shows off the glitz and glamour of this world. Now, the Prophet Muhammad had the option of being like Caesar, being a king with the best this world has to offer, or being a pauper and pretty much being poverty-stricken until the day he died. Guess which one the Prophet Muhammad chose? This is what you guys out there need to understand. Just because you got a Bugatti, you know, just because you're the most Googled person on earth does not mean that God loves you, okay? You guys have got to understand. Right now, Islam has been beat down by the Zionists, Islam is artificially being risen, okay? This is why you get somebody like Wiz Khalifa, whose entire existence is built on haram. Let me tell you something, guys. You don't get to be Wiz Khalifa unless you bow down to the Zionists. Unless you sign that contract with Satan, you don't become Wiz Khalifa. So Wiz Khalifa, you know, a couple of weeks ago, he goes over to Mecca. You know, he got 27 cameras following him, and he's crying like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Then you got that Coryell scammer, what's his name, Hamza, who's like, oh my God, the Quran is the best thing ever. Okay, beautiful, great, Quran is the best thing ever. I have two questions for you. For all of you people out there, like Wiz Khalifa, Andrew Tate, Hamza, you guys are all of a sudden, you guys went from like being godless heathens and just the worst type of human beings possible to all of a sudden, I found Allah. Why don't you tell the world that, oh, I don't know, one, the Zionist, aka Mossad, is behind everything wrong and bad rather than using the Matrix, you know? What's the Matrix, man? Who's behind this shit, you know? Why don't you come out and say it's the Zionist? You'll never ever say that, okay? That's number one. Number two, how come you guys don't tell people, hey, why don't you go to the Quran? Why don't you go to the Hadith? You know, what have I been telling you guys for years, even before I knew who the fuck Andrew Tate was? What have I been telling you since 4 or 5 years ago when I started doing this shit? The Quran and the Hadith is your main source of knowledge that you use to analyze by when it comes to ethics, values, and morals, you know? So Islam, right now, guys, from the time of Noah until now, this is the most important time in human history for you guys to be knowledgeable of the Islamic religion. Listen, I read the Quran multiple times. I read the Hadith multiple times. Oh, just because I hop on a plane, go down to Cancun, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, a couple of hoes, and come back the next morning doesn't mean that I don't know religion. I know religion really good, guys. I know religion really good to the point where I can tell you there's pretty much no good woman out there, to the point where the fucking prostitute is the only honest woman out there. Of course, you're not gonna wife up a prostitute or even have any sort of relationship with her, but this is where we are, guys, okay? So when you guys out there hear about these people who all of a sudden, oh, I was the worst person in the world, and now I'm the best person on the face of the planet, you have to start questioning how, why. A lot of you guys out there, you are just blindly following because A, it's hayat ad-dunya. That's what you really want. Deep down, guys, you want a Bugatti. Deep down, guys, you want to fucking dime pieces. Look, man, ain't nothing wrong with having a Bugatti. Ain't nothing wrong with fucking dime pieces. But you know what? Right about now, there are more important things out there than getting your pee-pee touch and racing down fucking US1 with a Lambo or some dumb shit like that, okay, guys? A lot of you guys out there need to ask yourself, okay, why are these guys who claim to be the best Muslims on the face of the planet, why are these guys not telling me who is responsible for this? It's right there in the Quran, guys. It's right there. The Jews and the Christians who have taken themselves as allies. Like Sheikh Imran Hussein has been saying for the past couple of decades now, Gog and Magog, aka Ya'juj and Ma'juj, they're the ones who are in charge. Zionists are Gog and Magog. Ya'juj we Ma'juj. Ya'juj and Ma'juj carries the root word Moj. Moj in Arabic means waves. Okay, the Zionists, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, they're like waves. They just keep coming one after another. They're relentless. They don't stop. Okay, and a lot of Muslims out there are under the impression that Ya'juj and Ma'juj are, you know, some sort of like creatures or something like that. Come on, man. Use your brain, man. I mean, if I put a gun to your head and say I'm not a Muslim or I'm going to shoot you, there is... See, this is why you guys gotta read the Quran. You gotta read the Hadith yourself. Okay, don't even take my word for it. You know, if you guys out there who have studied Andrew Tate, binge watched all his videos, if you dedicated probably a fraction of that time to actually reading the Quran, reading the Hadith on your own, doing some critical thinking, you'd probably be better than me when it comes to religion right about now. You know, if you guys, you know, all that energy you guys put in pussy and, you know, what color is your fucking Bugatti, just put some of that energy into actually a religion, because right now religion is the only thing that's gonna save you. It's the knowledge of Quran, it's knowledge of Hadith. That's your only savior that you have right now. Anything else, it's gonna lead you to disaster, it's gonna lead you to failure. Okay, at the end of the day, what does Andrew Tate tell you? Does he tell you go to the Quran, go to the Hadith? No, he tells you, hey, go to Hustlers University, come join my war room for $5,000. What's that gonna do saving any of your life? Do you think that, do you guys really believe, you know, investing in crypto, which is a bona fide scam, do you think that's gonna get you out of the matrix? You know, do you guys really believe if you give Andrew Tate $5,000 that all of a sudden he's gonna be like, all right, man, come here, come, you know, join me in my mansion in Dubai or Romania? Come on, man. At one point, guys, you gotta start using critical thinking and analysis. Okay, when Andrew Tate said, oh, the agents of the Matrix came after me, he's not lying, man. The agents of the Matrix are full force. The Matrix is Zionist with Mossad, aka the institute responsible for all these psyops going on. And the agents of the Matrix, it's always Khalifa, it is the Hamzas, it's all these people right now who are like, oh, Islam is so good. I mean, look at, you know, the who is promoting Islam when it comes to women? It's all these glam women out there, you know, makeup, fake contacts. Oh, I'm a revert. It's like, really, bitch? You're out there twerking on the fucking internet and now you're a revert. Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, other than telling you guys to go to the Quran and the Hadith and actually read that stuff on your own, listen, there's a website out there called searchtruth.com. searchtruth.com, all one word, okay? They have the Hadith, they have the Quran. Go there, start reading this stuff. I highly advise you guys out there who is gonna read the hadith of Hadith Muslim, Hadith Bukhari, because those are supposed to be some of the most authentic ones. And before you read the Hadith, read the Quran, because sometimes a Hadith might be in conflict with the Quran. At the end of the day, the Quran is God's word that's protected by God. Now, I can read Arabic, so now I read in English, the Quran, just so I can get the overall idea, but I read the Arabic version to better understand what God Himself is saying. So read the Quran first and then go to the Hadith. This is what you guys need to be doing. Andrew Tate will never ever tell you that. Hamza will never ever tell you that. Wiz Khalifa will never ever tell you that. Sneeko will never ever tell you that. Okay, guys? This is what you guys need to understand about controlled opposition. Okay? It's all about causing chaos. It's all about misguidance. Okay? Right now, a lot of bad shit is gonna happen. Here in small town USA, gas went up by 50 cents in the past 2 days, okay? Literally, right after Christmas, like December 26th, gas went up by 10 cents. The next day, it went up by 20 cents. And today, gas went, you know, from 279 just 3-4 days ago to 329, okay? Guys, after the holiday season is over, which is pretty much next week, bad shit is gonna happen, okay? And you guys out there are going to be looking for a Messiah. Let's keep it 100. You guys out there, you're gonna be looking for somebody who's gonna guide you out of this mess, okay? Because you need to understand, gas is gonna take off in price, okay? There probably will be war between us and Russia. Personally, I think Putin is in on it. And the reason why I think Putin is in on it, because there's video of Putin. It was actually uploaded here on MGTOW TV. Okay, this is why I don't even bother with YouTube anymore. There's a video of Putin meeting that terrorist Netanyahu and going up to him, hugging him, kissing him, shaking his hands with gusto, you know, meaning with so much love and desire. It's like, so fucking Netanyahu was sitting and here's the president of Russia going to him, hugging him, kissing him, while Netanyahu is sitting like he's king of the world. So I think Putin is in on it. I think Russia is in on it. You know, some people say, well, maybe Putin is playing 4D with the Zionist. You know, I don't know. But at the end of the day, guys, what I do know is that a lot of bad things are going to happen. What's going to happen when gas goes up from $3.29 to $7 or $8, you know? What's going to happen when meat goes to $20 a pound? What's going to happen when bread goes from $1.50 to $4 or $5? Guys, a lot of bad things are going to happen probably in the next couple of weeks to begin with, okay? So you guys out there, the system knows that you guys out there need a outlet. They know that you need someone out there who is, in the words of TFM, somebody, just not me. A lot of you guys out there, you're going to be looking toward Andrew Tate to be your Messiah. He's going to be your savior. And I am telling you right now, do not get surprised if Andrew Tate claims to be the Mahdi, okay? Andrew Tate, you know, he claims that, again, he was swatted. People got jealous of him. The Matrix wants to take him down. Again, guys, you ask yourself this question. Andrew Tate is fucking 35 years old, okay? He himself has openly said his fighting career, at best, he had a nice Beamer. He has a nice flat, okay? I have a nice Mercedes-Benz, and I have a nice flat. You know, my parents, you know, they're well-to-do, okay? So it's not in my name. In case any of you guys out there plan to sue me, the only thing in my name right now is a Mercedes-Benz C320 2003. The window over there, see that window, guys? Yeah, that window is busted, okay? It's gonna cost me $500 to fix it. It's probably worth more than the car. So if anybody out there plans on suing me, hey, you want to take over this Mercedes-Benz and pay for alignment, new tires, fix that window, fix a couple of stuff, yeah, go for it, okay? But the point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that you pretty much don't go from my level to Andrew Tate's level, especially at such a young age. And you guys have got to ask yourself this other question, man. Andrew Tate is flying all over the world. He's racing on the autobahn. You guys saw me updating code on MGTOW TV live right there, okay? How does Andrew Tate have all this time in the world at such a young age and yet be a billionaire? He claims to now be a billionaire. How does he do that, guys? You guys out there have got to start asking questions again. From the time of Noah to now, the time we are in right now, this is the most important time in human history where you guys need to know religion. It's called eschatology. And special shout out to Sheikh Imran Hussein for bringing up that term years ago. Eschatology is a study of it's a study of Akhir al-Ayyam. Akhir al-Ayyam, you Hebrew guys out there, you understand what I'm saying? Akhir al-Ayyam means end of days. This is a study of the end of days from a religious perspective. Right now, guys, eschatology is the single most important thing for you. Not fucking getting a Bugatti, you know, not investing in crypto, not trying to get laid. Right now, eschatology, the study of Islam via the Quran and the Hadith, is the most important thing for you right now. You guys need to understand. You know, when Andrew Tate said the agents of the Matrix are coming after me, what's his name? Elon Musk replied back to him. Guys, Elon Musk is fucking in on it too. I mean, Elon Musk owns SpaceX. SpaceX works with the government. If anybody here thinks that Elon Musk has nothing to do with the US government, I have a bridge in Key West I'd like to sell to you, okay? So Elon Musk tweeted back to Andrew Tate saying people should have critical thinking and analysis, which is 100% right. But here's the deal. How many people out there genuinely have critical thinking abilities? How many people out there can analyze something? In order for you guys to analyze something and actually think, where do you get your information from? YouTube, Twitter. See, people are gonna look to Andrew Tate, they're gonna watch his videos, they're gonna read his tweets, and your critical thinking, your analysis is gonna be based off of what Andrew Tate says. It's not based off Islamic religion, okay? Yeah, Andrew Tate is gonna come out and say, oh yeah, the Matrix wants to destroy us, you're all gonna be enslaved. You know who says that? Alex Jones. You know who else says that? What's his name? Russell Brand. Guys, you need to understand something very important, okay? The Jews are pretty much priming you to be slaves. They're letting you know what's gonna happen. You're gonna own nothing and be happy, right? The Jews are letting you know that you are gonna end up being slaves, okay? So when it comes time for you to be slaves, you're gonna accept it. Right now, again, anybody but me, like TFM said, so you guys out there are looking up to Andrew Tate to guide you, okay? Andrew Tate is not gonna fill up your gas tank when gas is $7-$8, okay? Andrew Tate is not gonna let you sleep on his couch when you get kicked out of your apartment because you can't afford $5,000 a month rent. This is what you guys out there, in particular you Muslims out there, need to understand. Right now, your best friend is God and his prophet, okay? Until Andrew Tate, Wiz Khalifa, fucking Hamza, or any of these so-called Muslims out there come out and say exactly what I said right now, your friend, your only friends are God, the Quran, the Prophet, the Hadith. Unless any of them say that, then at best they're incompetent, at worst they are flat out malicious. Let me tell you one last thing before we end this video, okay guys? A lot of these Muslim guys out there on YouTube, I'm not gonna go as far as to say that they are misguiding you. It's just that they're so afraid of getting kicked off of YouTube, because a lot of Muslims out there, their main source of income is YouTube, okay? So a lot of these guys, they're not gonna give you the truth, okay? They're gonna sugarcoat it. You know, they're gonna give you generic shit. That's like, come on, man. Again, I don't want to badmouth any of these Muslim guys out there, but the stuff they say, it's like, this doesn't do any good at all. Give us the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth. Coincidentally, Hamza, the Indian scammer, he hates the black pill. These people out there, they don't want you to know the truth because the truth is bad for their business model, you know. They're not going to sell you shit when literally the world is going to come to an end, okay? They're going to lose their funding from YouTube if they tell you, yeah, it's the Jews who are responsible for this, okay? You guys out there have got to understand, the end of this world is not the end of this is it, you know, we're all gonna die, and no, that's not gonna happen in our lifetime. It's gonna be the end of this current world order. What I, Amr Metwali, am doing, I'm not living in this world, okay? This current world order, guys, I'm not living here, okay? What I'm doing is for Ulama Ba. Ulama Ba is Hebrew for the world to come. There will be a world to come under the command of the Son of Mary. So this is the current world order we are living in. This is the current world order under the Son of Mary, Jesus. Okay, for us to go from here to here, this transition is going to be very, very violent. Hundreds, if not billions, of people are going to die. I am telling you guys right now, you should be hunkering down. Hunker down. Okay, if you're in the big cities, get the fuck out of the big cities. The Prophet Muhammad said, go high up in the mountains with your sheep, your cattle, your family, where it rains. So be away from it as much as you can, okay? If you have small plot of land that you can buy out in the middle of nowhere and put a fucking tent on it, you know, that will do, okay? I mean, I understand not everybody here is going to go live high up in the mountains where it rains, away from it all. I understand that, okay? So you just can't be living in the big cities and living in this current world of Hayat al-Dunya and that's it, okay? You guys know me, I can go down to fucking Mexico right now. I can be in Cancun in less than 2 hours from, I have to drive down to the airport, and you know, but in less than 5 hours from now, God willing, I could be in Mexico. I've been in Mexico. I have contacts in Mexico, okay? You guys out there have got to start making preparation so when shit hits the fan, you can go live somewhere else. You guys need to understand, a country like Mexico, okay, Mexico is not gonna get anywhere as bad as America, okay? Here in America, shit is gonna get bad. Mexico shit is not gonna get bad, and I'm gonna tell you why. Thank God for the cartel, because the Mexican government knows if we go off the rails like America does, the cartel is gonna come right in and they're gonna be seen as the good guys. So thank God for the cartels, even though they almost killed me when I was driving down that highway at 1 o'clock at night, you know. Thank God for the cartel. This is what keeps the Mexican government to a certain degree sane. So in Mexico, gas is $4 a gallon. It's been like that as far back as a couple of years ago when I drove down to Tijuana for the first time in my life, okay? So Mexico is where you need to be if you can't just, you know, go live out in fucking Cody, Wyoming or some dumb shit like that. Anyway, guys, so this is pretty much the video I've had for you guys out there. At this point, guys, things will get really, really bad. Again, gas went up 50 cents within 3 days of Christmas, okay? That's number one. Things are gonna get really, really bad in the form of inflation, okay? I'm not worried so much about the nuclear war because, again, I honestly think Putin is in on it. I don't know if we're gonna actually see nukes falling or anything like that, but we're probably gonna see inflation to the point where, and not just inflation, but we're also going to see the Scamorona vaccine killing people. 50% of the human population has been vaccinated, okay? 5G, nobody has been talking about 5G because on YouTube, they'll kick you out of YouTube if you talk about 5G. You know, we don't know what this 5G stuff can do. It's called Internet of Things. You know, what if they can press a button real time, 5G, and it's able to like communicate with your Scamarona vaccine and say, hey, kill this person, instant heart attack, you're dead. So right off the bat, guys, 50% of the human population can die just because of the Scamarona vaccine. Now add into that, you know, fucking what you may call it, a hunger, just violence, shit like that. You see, Andrew Tate doesn't talk to you about that. All he says is, oh, the Matrix is coming after me. The Matrix is coming after me. All right, cool, bro. You know, I'm in a car right now. Fucking Mossad can come here, shoot me in the back of the head. Okay, fine. Who cares, you know? And here's one last thing. You know, one last thing before I end this video, okay? And again, this is why you guys should be studying the Quran and the Hadith on the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, not watching some random people on the internet, okay? When the pagans of Mecca decided, that's it, we're gonna finally kill the Prophet Muhammad, okay? The Prophet Muhammad and Abu Bakr were hiding in a cave, okay? They were hiding in a small crack. It was more of a crack into the in the ground, okay? So it was like this small cave hiding in the ground. The Prophet Muhammad and Abu Bakr are hiding in there, okay? And the pagans of Mecca, who were determined to kill the Prophet Muhammad, they were actually walking on top of the cave. And Abu Bakr said to the Prophet Muhammad, if these guys were to look down, we are dead. So the Prophet Muhammad said to Abu Bakr, well, they might have a tons of guys up there, but you know what? We do have a third person with us. That's God. Okay? So if you truly say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, you're good, baby. You're good. I'm not worried about fucking Mossad coming after me. I own and run MGTOW TV. You know it. The Mossad knows it. FBI knows it. CIA knows it. You guys, you know, I travel in and out of the country. Yeah, sure, I should be taking precautions and not going down the highway at 1 o'clock or at night. And I should not be going to the beach when it's dark or feeding time for sharks, you know, take proper precaution. But am I like hiding, you know, oh my God, the Matrix is gonna kill me, oh my God, it's over for me, it's GG for me? No, you know, if God is gonna protect you, none can touch you. Get that into your mind. And this is another thing before I end this video, is that with Andrew Tate, he's doing the victim mindset. He's like, oh, the Matrix is gonna kill me, the Matrix is gonna come after me, they're gonna arrest me, they're gonna throw me in jail, they're gonna murder me. Dude, that's a victim mindset right now. Do you guys see me saying, again, do you guys see me, have I ever said, oh, Mossad is gonna kill me, oh, it's over for me, pray for me? Oh no. Look, I'm fucking driving DoorDash, you know. You don't think Mossad knows where I'm at right now? Of course they know where I'm at right now. If they want, they can come here, you know, shoot me in the head and say some fucking black person did it or some dumb shit like that, you know. So the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that Andrew Tate is doing what the feminist is doing. He's doing what AOC is doing. He's doing the whole victim thing. Oh, I'm a victim, you know. When you guys go to the Kaaba, the big black box in Mecca, right? Do you guys know why men are ordered to bare half of their chest and jog? I know you can't jog around the Kaaba because there's just too many people, but you're supposed to jog around the Kaaba as a man. You guys want to know why? Because when the Muslims really were weak, they were supposed to show strength. Okay, just because, you know, you might be two or three people, there's 50-60 peoples out there, doesn't mean you show weakness and be scared, oh my God, you know, if they ganged up on me, I'm fucking dead, oh my God, oh my God. You know, don't ever be weak. Even if you're weak in number, don't be weak. I mean, you guys take me for example. I'm losing $800 a month. You know, I'm fucking delivering pizza to pay for the servers on MGTOW TV. You guys see me crying? You guys see me, oh no, it's over for me, guys. No, no, no. Always project strength because you are strong, okay? There is no such, no, Islam tells us, al-mu'min al-kawi khairan min al-mu'min al-da'if. The faithful who is strong is better than the faithful who is weak. So even though the conditions you might be in might be bad for you, doesn't mean you have to be fucking weak. I mean, again, you guys take me for example, you know. Yeah, sure, in the near future, guys, I'm going to tweak a couple of things on MGTOW TV, do a couple of things here, do a couple of things there to lessen our losses. Yeah, it's coming from a base of strength. You know, every morning when I wake up, I say to myself, today we're going to make MGTOW TV better. Today we're going to do this. Today we're going to do that. You know, tomorrow, same thing. We're just going to do this to eventually be profitable, okay? I can quit MGTOW TV right this minute, guys. You know, fucking January 1st to 2023, no more MGTOW TV, and I'm gonna live happily ever after. In fact, I'd have an extra $800 in my pocket, you know. I can go live in fucking San Cristobal, fucking hot Guatemalan bitches over there. But I don't do that because this is a conviction for me, okay? This is for me to go out there and do something for the greater good. And I know I've been saying, you know, this is for the last thing before I end the video, but I mean it. This is the last, you know, this is the last thing I'm going to say before I end the video, okay? The Prophet Muhammad says there are three types of faithful people out there. The weakest faithful person is a person who sees evil and they hate it in their hearts. The person who is the second, you know, the person who's in the middle, they see evil and they talk about it, right? This is what we're doing. We're talking about the evil. Now, the strongest faithful person out there is a person who sees evil and they try to change it with their hands, okay? Right now, everybody watching this, including myself, should be striving to be the faithful person who's going to change this evil around them. Again, you guys need to keep in mind, you know, voting doesn't work. You know, going to your local council members and, you know, spurging out, that's not going to work. However, you can build an ecosystem, an infrastructure where you can create your own thing. It's called rolling in the software world, guys. It's called rolling your own. When you create your own function in a script, it's called rolling your own. I do that quite a couple of times, guys. You know, a lot of times everything you need, somebody else did it, so you just copy and paste what they did. But sometimes, you know, you can roll your own. I'm like, okay, I got an idea, it's better than what this guy has, I will roll my own code. This is what everybody here has to understand. You know, again, voting doesn't work. You know, spurging out at the local council meeting doesn't work. But you know what? You can roll your own community. I mean, the Jews do it. You know, the Orthodox Jews do that. They roll their own community. The freaking Amish do it. You know, how come we can't do it? You know, how come we cannot roll our own community? And again, bottom line, you gotta hunker down. Right now, you gotta find that community. Again, for the vast majority of us out there, you're not gonna live up in the mountains, away from it all. I understand that. But you have to find a community that you can hunker down with until the bad stuff finally goes away. You guys need to understand, from now until the return of Jesus, things are gonna get really, 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 really bad. I'm not worried so much about nuclear war as I am worried about people dying due to the Scamarona vaccine, super high inflation, people freaking out, killing one another, that's what you should be worried about more than the nuclear war. And you guys have to keep in mind, you know, the pipe, not the pipe, the cable for the internet is below the sea, okay? So you don't have to worry about somebody, you know, blowing up the internet. Honestly, I think the internet will still be around because when Jesus comes back, how are people worldwide gonna know that Jesus is back here? There has to be a form of communication where people worldwide know that the Son of Mary is finally back. So I think the internet still will be around. I know a lot of people out there, they say, oh, well, you know, the elites are gonna turn off the internet is gonna be gone. No, I think the internet will still be around. I'm hoping the internet still will be around, because if the internet goes, you know, I'm gonna be more worthless than fucking Coach Bitchpill. You know, at least Coach Bitchpill, you know, he can go to the truck stop and put on a wig and you know what, you know, we don't do that shit on this channel. But I think that, God willing, of course, that the internet still will be around during this bad period. But a lot of people out there, guys, they gotta be punished. A lot of people out there gotta die. A lot of people out there, they gotta be punished. Don't you be one of them. And cannot stress this enough. Right now, your best friend is God and his prophet, Quran, and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!